beautiful parish deals are both set.
There's a very interesting machlokes rishonim to understand the sequence of events described here in the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha and what's described at the end of Parshas Noach. We find at the end of Parshas Noach that Terach takes with him Avram and Sarai and Lot, and they journey from Ur Kasdim with the intended destination of Eretz Canaan. They don't quite make it there. They make it only as far as Haran. So there was already a journey from Ur Kasdim to go to Canaan, only ending up at Haran. That's what's described at the end of Noah. Now we begin Parshas Lech Lecha. Vayom Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha mi'artzecha v'moladcha b'savicha. Hashem says to Avram, go to the land that I'll show you. Tells us that Avram agreed to go with Lot, and he takes Sarai and everything with them, and they go to Canaan. Hashem didn't say Canaan, but they go to Canaan. But remember, we already found earlier that it was intended destination of Canaan. But exactly what is the relationship? When did Hashem actually command Avram to go? Was it here after they got to Haran, which is where it appears chronologically, or as some of the Farshim suggest, the Tzivoy was actually before? This is how the Ibn Ezra and the Radak explain it, that the Tzivoy of Lech Lecha was in Ur Kasdim. And Ein Muktam U'Ucher Batorah. The Ibn Ezra says it here in the beginning of Lech Lecha, but he said it already in Parshas Noach as well. Lech Lecha, the first Ibn Ezra, Hashem tziva l'Avram ve'odenu b'Ur Kasdim she'yazov arzo u'mokom l'adato gam beis aviv, which explains mi'artzecha mi'latcha mi'savicha, which according to Ibn Ezra refers to Ur Kasdim. Ve'atam she'yoda Hashem she'terach acha she'yitzei lechas eretz Canaan yeshe b'charan. Hashem knew that Terach would make it all the way, but Hashem already told Avram to go when he was still in Ur Kasdim. Interesting, the Lashon of the Pasuk earlier in Noach sounds like Terach was initiating. Vayikach Terach es Avram b'no, es Lot ben Haran ben b'no. Sounds like Terach initiated the trip. So the Radak says that Avram gave, sort of deferred to Terach, give him the kavod. Radak writes at the end of Parshas Noach, Vayikach Terach, acha sha'amar hakel l'Avram lechecha, v'amar Avram l'Terach b'shem hakel. Avram conveyed the nevuah to his father. So Terach went along, the Yatsa Imo. But once Terach was on board, then it makes it as if he was the main actor, and also again, Avram could have deferred to him. Who's going with who? All different mefarshim. Here he says it's Terach So the Radak runs Vayetzu Itam means Terach went with Avram and Sarai. Terach and Lot went to Avram and Sarai because Avram was one who was commanded. This is the Shita of the Radak and the Ibn Ezra. The Ramban strongly disagrees in Parshas Lech Lecha. He quotes the Ibn Ezra and he has many questions on the Ibn Ezra. Rabbi Avram Pireish, Kfar Omar Hashem al Avram Lechicha, Ki Adiba Zahaya Beodenu Bur Kastim. Beinenu Nachon, if that's the case, asked Ramban, then Avram would have been the main character in the travel. And Terach just went along for the ride. And the Pasuk says otherwise, Ikach Terach is Avram Beno. Sounds like Avram was following Terach and not the other way around. Other Kashis, Ramban asks. But it's very interesting. So even according to the Ramban, however, according to the Ramban, which is how we usually assume, that there was already a journey that started with the intention of going to Canaan, which is why the Ramban explains why when Avram was told Lechcha Elot Jarecha, why did he go to Canaan? So one suggestion in the Ramban is because, don't forget, they already had the plan to go to Canaan. So, okay, so Melech, I have no choice, so I don't know, so I'll go where I already were thinking from before. There's something very interesting. Because even according to the Ramban, there was something in Ur Kasdim that already signified a plan for Avram to go to Canaan. What do I mean? Later in the parsha, the beginning of Bispin Absarin, Shishi. Vayomer, Elov, Ani Hashem, Asher Hotzeisicha, Meur Kastin, Lasi Sechar Tzart Hazos Livishta. How do we translate this pasuk? Ani Hashem, Asher Hotzeisicha, Meur Kastin. Chazal say that there was a miracle in Ur Kastin with the Kipshon Ha'esh that Ram was saved from. Hotzeisicha actually suggests for the Ramban something miraculous. It wasn't just that he left Ur Kasdim, but I took you out, like I liberated you, like it says, Hashem Tzisicha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, I liberated you. If there was a miracle of the Kipshon Ha'esh, certainly that would fit the words. If it wasn't exactly a Nes Nigla, it also was a Nes of sorts. You had a lot of tzaras in Ur Kasdim. You were persecuted. That was Avram's early life. The Torah doesn't tell much about it, but it was the early life of Avram where he was really a victim. And Hashem says to Avram now, I want you to know, from the time that I liberated you from Ur Kasdim, continues the pasuk, Las is the chas arzazos l'rishta. So the Ramban says here, and he references what he said already before at the end of Noach, Kvar pirashtis, ki yom ha-me'es shehotzeisicha me'ur kasdim, v'asisi l'cha neis, and I made a miracle for you there, ha-ya ha-ratzam l'fanai, las is the chas arzazos. So what do you see in the Ramban? Something is very fascinating. The formal tzibui to Avram Avinu to go to Eretz Asher Eka, which ended up being Canaan, came after he was in Haran. And when he left Ur Kasdim to go to Haran, originally to go to Canaan, but they ended up in Haran, it was Terach, not with the tzibui of Avram, given to Avram, it was Terach deciding we're going to go because we have to get away from the surroundings in Ur Kasdim. And the Ramban says that at the end of Parshas Noach, that things were hard in Ur Kasdim. Now, especially now after the miracle of Kipshon Ha'esh, they couldn't remain there. So they wanted to get to a faraway area, so the Ramban says, let's go to Terach said, let's go to Canaan. But truthfully, there may also have been another subtle dimension. What prompted Terach? Yeah, the Ramban writes here, the end of Noach, Hotzeisicha mi Ur Kasdim, Me'esh hotzio osam yor kazdim hay haratzam lefanav yis'ala she'igadlenu to promote Avram, his agenda, v'yitin lo sa'aretzahi. V'terach aviv Avram hay believa min ayom ahu she'nitzal that they should go to Canaan to get away from the pachad ha'melech. But maybe there was something else. Without their own realizing it, they suddenly had a feeling, feels right, we should leave. We should pick ourselves up and we're kazdim. Let's go far, let's go to Canaan. They didn't make it as far as Canaan, but they had a feeling, let's go to Canaan, we shouldn't be here anymore. So they thought, based on whatever the calculations were, things are getting difficult here, especially now, so we're going to get away from this area, from Ur Kasdim, to go to Canaan. But the Ramban is letting us in on something else, on a metaphysical level, in a spiritual level. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at this moment, when he performed the miracle to save Avram Avinu from Ur Kasdim, Hashem had already a plan that Avram has to get to Canaan, and his children are going to get the land, and he's going to become famous. Now, that agenda of HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not get revealed to Avram explicitly at this moment. Only subsequently did Hashem tell Avram Avinu, I am the one who took you out of Ur Kasdim with the plan to give you Eretz Canaan. And at the point that they're in Haran, Hashem steps in to Avram Avinu, go, leave where you are, go Eretz Hasharek. And Avram follows the Ratzon Hashem that he heard explicitly. But even before he heard anything, he was also following a Ratzon Hashem. He was in tune with some Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu that was already in the Bria, but not yet revealed to Avram in a formal way. And that's what Terach and Avram were also responding to without even realizing it. They had their own agenda. They had to leave to go to Canaan. But really, at the same time that they're thinking that they're doing it for their reasons, there was already a divine will that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram about subsequently, that I had in mind from that moment to give you Eretz Canaan. And the Mela, intuitively, they were perhaps picking up on that Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were in sync with that Ratzon Hashem. It's an amazing idea. So many times in our life, we make decisions based on whatever calculations we come to, and they're fine calculations. You show eight, so you think about it, and hopefully it's the right decision. But sometimes it's not just right because of the cheshbonos that we think about ourselves, which hopefully are correct decisions, and correct chishbonos. But more often than that, it's because it's ultimately HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will that this is a decision that you should make for all kinds of other reasons that you yourself are not even aware of at this moment in time. And it only later on, it could be years later, that you realize, wow, that was so important. HaKadosh Baruch Hu moved me in this direction to go to make that decision, to go to that yeshiva, to go meet this person, and whatever, because of all that He planned for me to unfold in my life. And I had no idea that had anything to do with that. I just thought it had to do with X, Y, and Z. I made a decision, it seemed right, good. But merely, we've been guided all the time by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice in whatever way we do, more obviously through Rebbeim, through people, and you feel Hashgacha Pratis, something happens. Sometimes we don't even see it. We don't hear it. But we just figure out what makes sense, and we try to make an honest cheshbon. But even when we do that, and we make a decision based on what seems logical, we could oftentimes be doing the right thing for reasons that we don't even realize that we're correct, and we only become aware of it at some subsequent time later in life. Could be what you see in the Ramban in this parashah.